BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hiya, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. A particularly awesome innuendo bingo follows with Gemma Kearney and her strange noises that she makes. Adam from Owl City was on with an astonishing revelation about Taylor Swift. What you've got to say for yourself this week, read out by the PR4L on Dear Scott. But first, get ready to witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo is back. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
So me and Chris decided to do a little impromptu photo shoot before the show today, just to show off our autumn collection. We're kind of doing like male model poses, not looking like male models, but doing the pose.
Yeah.
And it's on the Facebook now, on the Radio 1 Facebook and the Radio 1 Twitter. Have we got any abuse yet? Because I've got Lawrence ready.
No, but you know how people just look at the pictures and they don't enjoy the picture, they just point everything else. Like, Oh, look, Chris bites his nails. Or
has
something.
Anyone said, oh, look at Scott's really orange head? I've been on holiday.
It's just people are just liking it. There's no comments so far. Really? They're actually just enjoying the picture.
Now we've said that, wait for the abuse.
I don't know. I think people are just liking it.
Scott can't do his lasers up properly.
There we go.
Right, well, that's an idiotic thing to say, wasn't it?
But it's on there. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook.
Yeah. It's only because we're wearing scarves, both of us, and then we thought we'd just take a picture for you. Quite nice.
I think they're going to struggle because there's very little in the background for them to point out.
My scarf is covering everything, though.
Yes, I mean, that. If I was going to write a comment, I would say the scarf is covering that area.
It suggests that there's something to hide there. And there isn't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And good afternoon, Danny.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm okay, thank you, yes.
Yes. So what happened last night, please?
I'm at university and we were all heading out for a night out.
Halloween,
very Halloween orientated, yes.
What uni are you at?
Lincoln University.
Oh, that's a good one, that.
Yes, yeah, very good.
Okay, so what was your outfit, please?
I was dressed as a pumpkin.
Good choice.
Yes, my top was very little from Poundland.
Well, that's okay. Did you look really good?
Oh, I looked fantastic.
And yes, what's happening in your life now?
I'm just working away, just working on my dissertation, so...
Right. Are you still in the pumpkin outfit?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm not feeling the greatest, so I'm still sat here in my pumpkin outfit.
You haven't taken that off since you went out last night, have you?
No.
Have you got an orange face?
No, I just decided for the little hat, the little pumpkin hat.
Yeah, right. Of course.
I just like the idea of you sat there in Lincoln, in your room, doing your dissertation.
Working away,
but you're still wearing the pumpkin little outfit there.
That's how we roll in Lincoln.
Certainly is. You don't sound the best.
I'm not feeling the best.
Okay. Well, you're a bit tired, are you? Yeah.
Yeah,
bit of a late
bit,
one.
Yeah. Yeah. Very late one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When do you plan to, like, maybe have a shower next time?
Now you've addressed it, quite soon, I'd have thought.
To be honest, you could probably last till tomorrow now. It's fine.
Just carry on Halloween.
Well, yeah, it's quite late in the day. I mean, you'll be fine till tomorrow. You'll be fresh enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, get your money's worth. Yeah. It was from Poundland, wasn't it? So you should get your money's worth.
Yeah, that's it. Make it stretch.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
Cheers, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got the bloke from Owl City coming in later on. I'm looking forward to meeting him because I really want to know if he speaks like he sings.
Yeah, do you reckon he does?
I hope so. I really want it to be the case where his name's Adam. He'll come in at 2:30 this afternoon and I'll be like, hey, Adam from Owl City. He'll be like, hello there, Scott. Nice to meet you.
It's very similar to your Kermit impression.
You might not believe your eyes, but I'm in your studio.
I don't think he's going to... Why would he talk like, even if that's what his voice is like, why would he be saying that kind of thing?
But that's what I want him to speak like, because that's what he sings like.
And so do you think he does everything to that song as well?
No, but I think
Scott, I'm in your room.
Oh, really good. Let's not do that when he's in the room. But I think what might happen...
Even though he sings like this, I don't think he'll talk like that.
Because I reckon he'll have an American rock dude voice like, yeah, hey man,
I'm Adam from Mouth City, dude.
And then the singing voice is very different.
And then it's like, whoa.
But then when speaking, yeah, man, rock.
I don't know. We'll find out when he comes in at 2:30. And yes to Gemma Kearney playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. It's going to be a wet one. Watch on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few Halloween mishaps coming in, including Sarah. I like it that we're a kind of go-to for tips on how to do stuff sometimes. Like, who can I ask about that? I know. I'll text into Radio 1. They'll know. Sarah's been on. Does anyone at Radio 1 know how to remove fake blood from skin? I am now pink. White wine.
Is it one of those ones that you can just do with white wine?
Yeah, yeah, just put some white wine on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gemma Kearney is in the building.
What?
I like on the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment, it says, it's usually a wet one when Gemma Kearney and Chris play hashtag innuendo bingo. And there's a brilliant picture from a previous bingo of you just absolutely getting wet through. At BBCR1 on Twitter, we are about to play innuendo bingo. You know it's brilliant when Gemma's on. And I kind of missed because I've not been here for 2 weeks.
So yeah, you look so tan.
Yeah, the tan is on.
Kissed by the sun.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping it'll calm down a bit because at the moment it looks ridiculous. It's November. Hello.
I like it.
Do you?
It's tropical.
No, it really is. It's like I've been to some alpine lodge.
It's brilliant. It's like made in Chelsea because they're always like, oh, I just popped off for a bit of sun.
Oh, I just...
All year round.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's a very big rumour going around that Si is going to grace us with his presence on this show soon.
No.
Yes. It's not 100% confirmed, but I'm hearing that it's getting more likely.
You can't tease the listeners like that.
I can't wait to meet him. Can you imagine? Actual Si.
Does he actually say stuff or is he just going, gang down, Si?
No, I've spoken to him on the phone.
I just feel like he just must be constantly dancing.
Yeah. What is it? It's like, look serious, dance cheesy or something. He's got like a little motto.
Amazing.
Love him. That was Gangnam Style on BBC Radio 1. And Gemma Kearney is here to play Innuendo Bingo. Let's put on the cameras then. If you've not ever watched Innuendo Bingo before, then you need to. If you can get to a computer or a laptop right now, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And in a minute, and you can see us. And Chris is wearing his little snood.
I've taken it off.
Oh, you're not wearing it now.
Can you show it to everyone, though?
Really?
Yeah, go on. He's really excited about his fashionable snood.
I'm trying. I'm a new man.
He's like, oh, Gemma, check out my...
My scarf.
He said scarf, but, you know.
Apparently it's not a scarf. It's called a snood.
Yes. You have changed. I never thought... I've known Chris for a few years now. I never thought I'd see him in a snood.
I'd never heard of a snood. I just thought
he didn't even know what it was.
You're influencing him well.
Gangnam Style.
Now, I always like it when Gemma plays the game. Oh, my God, I'm so tired. That's ridiculous. Turn your brightness down.
You see, that was a classic Made in Chelsea comment. Catching one's
reflection.
Oh, my God, I'm so tired.
Oh, my God, just... Go to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Let us know if you are playing along. Let us know if you are watching. Let us know if you are enjoying. Let's play.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
High fives around.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Ready, boys and girls?
Yeah.
Looking forward to this one. I know this one's going to be a wet one, says Jay in Huntingdon, watching on his laptop and ready. Bring on the queen of innuendo bingo, the beautiful Gemma Kearney. She is simply amazing. I love her. That's from Darren.
I like this. We should make some proper intros.
Like... The queen. She's the queen of innuendo bingo.
That's one of them. Oh, thanks. That's well nice.
Yeah.
Though I was pretty jealous of Annie Mack wearing a waterproof skirt.
No, it was like a wipe...
That's so
clean.
Clever.
Wipe clean.
I know.
Yeah, like really cool little PVC number.
Yeah, but she does have like a wipe clean section in her wardrobe.
She said
that. Yeah, she said that, yeah.
Amazing.
And Richard in Essex, dancing around the kitchen to Gangnam Style and now watching it on his computer for Innuendo Bingo. Hashtag Innuendo Bingo if you're talking about us and enjoying it on Twitter. Here we go. Water, right. Please.
Okay.
Now, Gemma, did you hear this one from Tuesday?
I've just been informed that I'm going to play you some new Lana Del Rey. Now, you know how she makes me feel. She makes me go all protruding lips.
That is ridiculous.
You know, you know how Lana Del Rey,
yeah, has protruding lips.
Always protruding her lips, isn't she? So yeah. You just can't help when you listen to her kind of moany wail. You can't help but take a really moany sullen wail. Sort of stance and protrude your lips.
I enjoy
that's what I meant.
I enjoy your description of moany whale. Can you hear her moany whale?
Protrude.
We were born to die. Uh-huh.
Moany whale.
Anyway, one of your own little bingos there. Okay. Ready for the next one? Simon, thank you for spotting this one and bringing it to our attention. And everybody, and there's so many of you, thank you. Give yourself the point. You know who you are. He spotted this from Autumn Watch.
So you know already that we've got infrared cameras on our beavers.
You got a soggy snood.
Soggy snood. Okay.
That just reminded me once I went to a snow bombing in Austria. And then there it was fun and everybody was getting
made
quite merry.
Chelsea.
And we were on a coach going around the mountains. We had to get really early. And someone had actually robbed from somewhere a stuffed beaver, an actual stuffed beaver, and put it on my lap. So I was telling him to quiet him down and said, "That's a lovely beaver you have there." I wasn't really in the mood for it.
Good anecdote.
One of your best.
I always forget that I'm actually on the radio when we do this. Sorry, carry on.
Okay, James in London has spotted this on Kevin MacLeod's Man-Made Home. And I think what's happening here is that Kevin is taking a break from home building.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
So simple.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
More water, please.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
What's this?
Kevin MacLeod's Man-Made Home, obviously. Okay, moving on. Chris, come on. Oh, no. Come on. Okay. Amy and Carl on the... Chris! Stop spreading over... I know, Gemma, I know you're ready.
All right, serious.
Okay, Amy and Carl on the Wirral spotting this. What is going on?
Why is that even funny?
What is going on? Come on. Come on, guys. Chris, you've got to stop this.
I'm feeling really hot now. Oh, grow up. Come on.
Were you actually telling yourself off then?
Yes,
oh,
he was.
Grow up.
Oh, come on, grow up.
Oh, okay.
Do you do that a lot? Tell yourself off?
He does. Okay. And it's over to... It's over to the Great British Food Revival.
Well, I came across faggots quite late in life, and I was quite surprised how much I liked them.
Gemma's fine. Chris is really not fine. He's actually, it's like he's got a stitch. What's up, Chris?
Nothing.
Okay. What's that noise, please, Gemma? What's You're having one of your spasms again.
I'm so stressed out.
Why are you stressed? Why are you stressed?
I don't know.
The pressure of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hard one today.
Now, if Phil Spencer keeps doing this, Phil, you have to come and play in the studio and play Innuendo Bingo with us because you know what you're doing. Is everyone ready? What are you doing? Why are you crouching down now, Gemma? Oh, the seat's wet. Okay. Can we all just relax?
Yeah. Sorry.
Gemma's ready.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
Ready?
Stop!
Just don't play it.
Soaking wet.
Sorry. Okay, over to Phil Spencer and his secret agent show.
Neatly trimmed bush and an impressive frontage. Always popular in my book.
Right, Chris? Good, well done. He's back. Okay. Right, more water, please. And we go back to the Great British Food Revival.
Just don't put your fingers too far into them.
That could be awfully messy.
Fine? Okay. Whipping through them now. And on the one show, they were supposed to be bird watching.
I've seen great tits.
Once you start, you can't stop. It's like being sick, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I've got a headache.
You look really uncomfortable. Are you okay?
I'm not enjoying this today. It's beyond fun.
Okay. More
Why
water?
Are you squatting, by the way? Like,
the chair's wet. Mottin off of Cornwall. Mottin off of Cornwall is playing. That could be a Martin typo. Also Lucy in London, who's watching on her laptop. Right, hiya. Get online if you're not watching this at the moment. It makes it brilliant if you're watching too. Okay. Did you hear this one? From Bargain Hunt, Gemma.
But for the benefit of the viewers at home, let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Catherine's little nips.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think I do. Okay. Who's ready for some Deirdre off Coronation Street? Luke off Sheffield, give yourself some points for this. Thank you for spotting it. Thank you for sending it in. Here we go.
Oh, pack it in, Ken. How would you like it if every time you wanted to spend a penny, I yanked your chain?
Straight in the face for Gemma there. What was that noise? What's that?
That's weird.
Weird noise.
It's like something of Lord of the Rings.
Okay, more water. We're nearly at the end. Okay, and an embarrassing injury here sent in by Kirsty. From Untold Tales of the ER.
He probably knew what was in there, but was just going to check it out and never dreamed that he would get his finger caught. He got caught sticking his finger in the dike.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
This is going to be avant-garde today.
What's avant-garde?
Like, a bit weird. A bit, like...
A bit left field.
A bit, like, weird, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, not a normal one,
is it?
It's
a bit torturous.
No, yes, weird. It's maybe it's stopped being enjoyable.
I feel soaking wet. I feel like you're on the edge, Chris. Yeah.
It's a very weird atmosphere.
Water.
Makes me go all protruding lips.
Right, come on, you!
Oh, I said let go.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Oh, go polish your helmet.
In a Coronation Street there to finish on.
Curry's amazing.
It is good. It's really good for them, isn't it? Okay. Right, and with that we say...
Flaps up, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for playing along with Innuendo Bingo. Who's wettest today?
How soggy is your snood?
I've got a soggy snood.
Yes.
Gemma's legs are pretty wet.
Thank you.
All round, I think.
Yeah, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening on the Radio 1 website and on BBC Radio 1. Come back soon to see us, Gemma.
I will not.
Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady, saying what you are saying this week. Email me, you will get on. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Good to have you back, Scott. Missed the you and Chris combo. Couple of idiots talking endless rubbish that makes me laugh. Joe from Devon.
Right, I think that is a compliment, right?
I'm not 100% sure, I think
so. Let me hear it again.
Good to have you back, Scott. Missed the you and Chris combo. Couple of idiots talking endless rubbish that makes me laugh. Joe from Devon.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing the compliment. That's really nice. Thank you very much, Joe.
I think he's pleased. That's a fair review as well. We should get that made into a trail.
Yeah. Couple of idiots talking nonsense. 1-4.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. I think it's Joe, J-O, so could well be a girl. And next.
Hi, Scott. Please can you give me a shout-out as I'm currently huddled in the library, having evacuated my residential dorms in Lower Manhattan, New York. Having been without power for 40 hours, there are a few sockets working in the library so we can charge our phones and laptops. It would make my day to hear news from you and home. We just want the power on so we can have hot showers and tea. Love, Natalie. XX.
Oh, Natalie, we've got a lot of listeners in America and especially on the East Coast that have been emailing us. And we are thinking of you there. Just watching it on TV, this is horrendous. So I hope you're all right, and thank you very much for that. That was a really sweet email. Okay, next on Dear Scott.
Hi, Scott, Chris, Becky, PR4L and TOTDS. Here's some great news. R. Kelly reckons he's got, like, 100 chapters to come of Trapped in the Closet.
What?
That is many chapters. According to this link, he's releasing a load on Black Friday. Something to look out for, no doubt. All the best. Hugh.
Well, this is fantastic news.
This is very exciting.
If you were listening to our show, it's probably... when would we do that? It was like a year or so ago. There's a thing that... maybe more than that. We did this thing called Trapped in the Closet, which R. Kelly made years before, and I'd never heard of it. Mm. And it's like a hip hopera. It's like a soap opera, but to music. And we used to... on our old show, after 6 p.m. every night, kind of dissect the episodes as they went along.
And it was a great story as well.
Such a good story. And the fact that R is going to do some more is, to me, pleasing news. What have you found?
I'm just researching now, and this is true. More is scheduled to premiere later in November. It's not far.
Okay. So a new series.
Yeah. Well, we need to get involved in this when this comes out.
What's made R decide to do more Trapped in the Closet?
There's clearly a demand, isn't there?
Well, from us.
Yeah.
People used to love when we did that, you know. Okay, well, this is great news.
I can't really remember where it ended, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I know that there was a situation in a cupboard, and I remember Rosie, the nosy neighbour, and I remember the spatula, in her hand. But I don't really... I can't remember how it ended at all.
Maybe we should revisit it at some point.
I think what we'll need to do is previously on Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
And bring people up to date with what happened before. I mean, hopefully it's a continuation and not a brand new story because, I mean, you wouldn't want to do that.
Wasn't there... I can't remember if my memory's got this right, but wasn't there a little fella with a cherry pie or something?
There was cherry pie, I know. I remember
it was
that.
Something...
And it all got... I mean, everyone got on far too well with each other from what I remember.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll recap it.
Lots of love here, there and everywhere.
Yes.
That's good news. Next!
Dear Scott, every time I hear the Skyfall trailer, I notice a new bit. Abdominal wall. Lol. Tim.
I don't think you're talking about the actual trailer. I think you're talking about my friend Chris's trailer for Skyfall, which we made just before I went away. On Meolides.
Skyfall, Freefall, Baton Ball, Know It All, Booty Call, Jerry Hall, Cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese Wall, Sod All, City Hall, Concert Hall, Fatsis Mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall!
Shopping Mall, Apostle Paul, Abdominal Wall, Pub Crawl, Uni Hall, Front Crawl, RuPaul.
Skyfall!
Golf Ball, Tall Pool, Eight Ball, Capital, Omniball, Professional Football.
Skyfall!
Ah, Pussy Galore, I've been expecting you. Come in. Hello, Mr. Bond. Ah, Octopussy. Come in. I'll just pour it over my kumquats. Wailing Wall, Croquet Ball, Coffee Stall, Mrs. Hall, Recall, Urban Sprawl, Merlin Ball.
Skyfall!
Conference Call, Install, Curveball, Supporting Wall, Crank Call, Your Tool.
Skyfall!
It's true, you hear something different every time.
I just noticed Supporting Wall and I wrote it.
Right, so it's for you as well. Any more Dear Scott messages, send them into scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's Adam from Owl City. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing well, a little tired, but it's great to be here.
You're right, you look a bit cold.
Yeah, it's kind of a chilly, it kind of bites to the bone today.
Welcome to our weather.
Oh, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
There's lots of girls outside.
I saw that. Very nice.
Yeah. Did they stop and say hi? Did you stop and say hi?
I made eye contact with a few of them.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
But you didn't stop and sign?
No, not today.
Now, lots of our listeners have been on saying that they are loving your live shows at the moment. Mm. A guy called Mark's been on. He lives in Hampshire, but he went to see your show last Friday in Birmingham. Mm. Best band he's seen live.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. That's and he's seen a lot of bands.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's great.
So you're enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's always fun to come play around the UK, and the shows are always great. The kids are always so excited to be there. It's one of my favourite places to come.
For the first time recently, I went to a gig in America, an Ellie Goulding gig, and it was very civilised compared to the ones here.
Yeah, sometimes
very polite.
Sometimes American, you know, they kind of like to sit back and cross their arms and listen and just take it in. Here they're very, you know, you go like you make a movement and they all do it. They all join in right away. It's very cool.
It was in America. I was really surprised. No one really even talked.
Yeah, did you see it in New York or L.A.?
In L.A.
Yeah, that's the L.A. crowd, though, yeah.
Really?
They kind of live and breathe entertainment, so nothing really phases them.
Oh, yeah, whatever, who's this?
Yeah, exactly. We've heard it all, you know.
Oh, I see, right. Difficult crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Adam, once you've had a number one hit all over the world, I'm interested in what that brings you. Is there a noticeable change? Like, do you instantly get to turn left on that plane?
You know,
the badge that says "Wait me for food."
Yeah, I wish I could say it works like that, but you know, it's an amazing thing for somebody like myself from a small town, only child, very humble beginnings. Suddenly, this song, you know, Fireflies blows up a couple years ago, and it's I still feel like, you know, do they have the right guy? Am I really the right guy? You know, because I feel like so out of place. I feel so undeserving, but I also feel so blessed. It's like a dream come true.
Yeah. But do you get a bed?
No. Oh,
really? Have you ever done that?
What?
Had a bed on a plane?
I've had the kind of like the next level up, which is kind of the semi-bed, the bigger seat.
Higher than
the
that?
Chair that folds down
sort of flat. Sorry, the next level down.
Oh, I thought so, you meant you're
not
getting...
up.
I don't know what that would be.
I don't actually know what that would be, but it would be incredible.
Like a bull pond or something. Yeah.
And how many rooms do you get now when you get a hotel? Do you get like a separate sitting area and various bathrooms?
Oh man, I wish. No, it's just like the single, you know, the single room at the Hilton. It's not too glamorous, but it works.
But you've recorded with Carly Rae Jepsen and had a massive hit called Fireflies.
I know, that's what I keep saying, but no one listens to me.
So, private jet yet?
Not yet, man. No. I wish. I've been fighting for it, but we're not U2 yet, you know, so.
Tour bus?
Yes, thankfully.
Now, that interests me, life on a tour bus. Can you please enlighten us as to what it's like?
It's a little cramped, you know, there's 12 to 14 of us at any given time, so that means 12 to 14 of us on in a big kind of tube with wheels on it. It gets a little cramped, but it's, you know, it beats the 15-passenger van, which means hotels and lobby calls and the whole thing. The bus, you go to bed and you wake up and you're there.
Okay.
Are you, like, in charge, though? Like, do you set the rules?
You know, I guess there's not really that many. You know, it's sort of like pick up your stuff and go to sleep with your mouth closed. You know, whatever it is, don't snore. I don't know. I kind of stay in my own world. You
but
know?
Are there rules? It's like no number twos on this bus.
Oh, that is actually a rule. No number. You can do anything but number two. Unfortunately.
So where do you do that?
Hotels. You know, in the venue, at the show, gas stations.
Got to hold it the whole journey.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
It's the days.
So I just made that up, but that is an actual rule.
It's an actual rule. Yeah,
I can see why though.
Are there any other rules?
That's the main one. Yeah. That's the main one.
Yeah. Really, it interests me to find out things like that.
Life on a bus.
Yeah.
I mean...
I know. Listen, we're going to play your new track now. Tell us about this, please.
Oh, yes. It's a new track. It's called Shooting Star. Very excited about it. Produced it with this great producer duo by the name of Stargate. They've done a lot of Rihanna tracks. Turned out great. Very proud of it. It comes out December 3rd.
Apparently on the live show, there's a really good light show that goes with that track.
Yeah, there is. Thank you. Yes, yeah.
I'm trying to buy the Swedish House Mafia's letters at the moment to make my student gigs a bit more exciting.
Yeah. So if you've got any advice on good light show techniques, then let me know.
I'll let you know.
Maybe you could hook me up with your lights guy, because to be honest, mine are just like me, like drinking wine and playing songs at the moment. This needs to kind of move up a level, you know?
He needs pyro. Think really
I need pyros. I need lights like yours, Adam.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Or if you can lend them, maybe. I was wondering, what are your fans called? You know, like... What's a good example? Like Lady Gaga has monsters.
Right. One Direction, Directioners.
Right.
Believers.
Yeah. My fans are called Hoot Owls.
Are they?
Hoot Owls, yeah.
What? Hoot Owls?
Hoot Owls, yeah.
I like that.
Did you just decide that?
Yeah, who makes them up?
You know how the fan, they kind of create this kingdom, really, a fandom, they call it, you know, and they just sort of deem themselves the Hoot Owls, and yeah.
And there it was.
Yeah, there it was.
Now, we've got Charlotte on from Scarborough. She... says, I love Adam Young so much. Now, she gave you a wooden bracelet in Leeds last year at a gig. Do you keep what fans give you?
Yeah, I try to do that.
Remember the bracelet?
Vaguely.
Yeah, you do.
Wooden bracelet, because it's wooden. Yeah. Very, very unique. I try to, yeah, you know, it's cool when a fan comes up and says, here's a drawing or a bracelet or whatever it is. I get a lot of stuffed owls, believe it or not.
Really?
So I have a room at home literally full of stuffed animal owls. So when I have a child someday, it'll be heaven.
Have a room of stuffed owls in
your
house?
I do. I can't throw the stuff away.
Kind of weird. That means a lot of your fans are into taxidermy.
Yeah. Which you don't get much in pop.
So maybe you should rename your fans taxidermists. Or something like that.
But surely, Adam, if you kept everything, surely you wouldn't have enough room in your house.
Sometimes when I'm overseas, I can't fit any more stuff in my bag. You know, my suitcase, so sometimes I have to part with some of it, but I try to keep it all.
Right, okay. Yeah. Do you give it to other people?
Yeah. My drummer has two little girls.
Just throw it out the back of the tour bus.
Nah, not that heartless, man. Not that heartless.
There's all these stuffed owls all the way down.
Yeah. A trail of them, yeah.
On the road. The Scott Mills Daily. I really like this one that's just come through. I really love Adam. I've got lots of Hoot Owl friends, and I got a boyfriend through listening to Owl City.
Hey.
Someone with similar taste in music, they're like, hey, let's go out together. That's quite sweet, isn't it?
That's very sweet.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, we want to play a game which we play with a lot of our guests called I Have Never. This is kind of an old student game.
Yeah,
cool. Where you have to say, we go around and we all have to say something that we have never done, okay?
Okay.
So we will go around and see if any of us have done that thing that I've never done or you've never done. And we do have a selection of pickled goods. If you have
done that thing,
yeah.
There's like a forfeit.
Yeah.
And then you've got to explain your story.
Mm.
So this week with everyone, we've sort of gone down the pickled route.
Mm. What are you feeling on the pickled gherkin, onion...
So we've got pickled chilies.
Oh.
Pickled gherkins. Pickled beetroots.
But these aren't on your rider, are they?
Not yet.
So if you've done the I have never, basically you tell us the story and then you do have to eat your choice of pickled goods.
Yes.
Okay, who is going to start? Slice stars?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I have never been in handcuffs.
Never been in handcuffs?
No.
Yeah, I have.
No surprise.
Actually.
Oh,
okay.
Take your pick.
I think I'm going to go for the gherkin. I can't actually open it. Is this an excuse out? Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, you can't. Right, give it to me.
Please don't.
Oh, there it is. Muscles. Muscles.
That's Amy. Amy, who's working on the show, that managed to open me.
What do we do with that, Amy?
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
You strong thing, you.
Yeah, this was at uni.
Okay, good. You do get chucked out of quite a lot of clubs, or were.
Yeah.
Okay, you got any
It was a cops and robbers social. It escalated. I was handcuffed to a tree.
Okay, good.
Oh, man.
Adam?
I have never been in handcuffs.
Aren't we good?
We're very good.
Yeah.
Very good boys.
Okay. How's that for you?
Revolting.
How's it taste?
I'm on the... It's a pickled gherkin. There's nothing strong about that.
Ooh, okay.
My turn?
Ooh. Yeah, go for it.
I have never been to a nudist beach.
I have.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I have.
I have not. Thankfully,
have
not?
No.
Are you being honest?
Am I a nudist? No, I'm not a nudist.
Have you been to a beach? I mean, it's very easy to stumble on them by mistake.
I've been checking around for naked people on the beach, and I haven't seen anybody yet, so...
There was a terrible time when I was in Miami once, and I was like, oh, this beach, suddenly this has changed, the clientele. And, everyone was, like, very free and easy. There was also another time in Gran Canaria.
What is that? That's the beetroot.
Yeah, one of the best.
Like
another time in Gran Canaria... Where there are old men in the sand dunes flapping.
do you want to explain this more?
That's unfortunate.
Just flapping in the wind a little bit. Yeah. Not done that, no?
No.
Okay. We've got your
turn. My turn, okay. Yeah. Oh, man. I have never been to prom. I never went to prom.
I suppose I have, yeah. Sixth form prom.
No, I haven't.
It was a good time. I went on my own. I couldn't get a date.
Why did you not go to prom?
I went to a small high school, right? And none of the girls really caught my eye. And on top of that, I was pretty shy. So the ones that did want to go with me, I was too shy to go with. So I just sat at home.
I thought you'd be the really cool one to go with because you would have been... Were you in a band or anything like that?
Yeah, but we were too, like, progressive and experimental for everyone. You know, we were all instrumental.
Right, yeah.
You know,
okay.
No one understood us.
Yeah. But I bet they regret that now.
You understood yourself.
Absolutely.
That was the main thing. Sorry, too progressive to go to the prom. No, because I didn't do that. Because I was on radio when I was, like, five. So
I think it's a bit sad that you've both missed prom.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I would have been the one hiring the limo, wouldn't I? Do you know what I mean?
sticking
my head out the roof. Just drive me around the car park, like in Summer Heights High, Jermaine. Okay, you do another one, Chris.
I have never eaten Bruno Mars's dinner by mistake.
Oh. You done that?
I can't say I have.
I have done that.
You have, okay.
But there was an incident with Bruno Mars last year at the at the Brit Awards, okay. Where I literally wolfed down because I was starving this chicken dinner. Uh-huh. A lovely dinner, don't get me wrong, potatoes, a lovely selection of veg. And then there was a thing where it was like, right, everyone get out, Bruno Mars is coming. I was like, oh no, this is his seat. And like, there were just a couple of potatoes left, and I'd wolfed down all of Bruno Mars' dinner.
Yeah.
He was not happy.
Oh, no.
Have you ever angered a pop star?
No, I don't think I have. I've had a song written, kind of for me by Taylor Swift.
So, really?
Yeah, and it's a song called Enchanted, yeah.
So you couldn't get a prom date, but you can get Taylor Swift to write you a song?
I can't figure it out either, man.
But
I don't know.
Doesn't she generally write songs about boyfriends that she's been out with and that she's not very happy with?
Yeah, maybe I'm the exception. That's a good point.
So was she enchanted by you?
She was. And you know how she inside of the lyric booklet, all the letters are lowercase, except for throughout an individual song, she'll just uppercase a few words and you add them all up and it spells something. Enchanted, it spells my first name.
What?
That's right. A-D-A-M.
I have never had Taylor Swift after me.
No. Or write a song about you.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah.
No, me neither. Yeah. Funny that.
It's me.
So
it's
do
all
you,
me.
Is she, yeah. Treat yourself to a gherkin, Adam.
And respect.
Yeah, absolute respect. So has she got a thing for you?
I think she had just broken up with like four other guys since then. So I think she's probably over me. But, you know.
Lad. I love this.
To Taylor Swift.
To Taylor Swift as he bites into that gherkin.
I heard that last week she was on the Ellen show and they were asking about who We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is about. And it was quite bad because they just showed various pictures of all the blokes she'd been out with and they just told her to ring a bell when it got to the one that it was. It was like, and there was literally about 30 blokes on the screen.
Oh, man, no.
Which is a brilliant idea and I wish I thought of it first. Ding, that's him.
You can make a whole game show.
Yeah. How's the gherkin going down? Is that all right?
It's very nice. Very good. Very good.
Well, listen, we're very much enjoying your music. Good luck with everything. I know you're off to Amsterdam. That'll be a good crowd.
I can't wait.
They might. Do you think they're going to stand there like they do in LA? Or
I think they'll jump around a little more.
I think it'll be calm.
Yeah.
I think they'll be swaying.
Yeah, definitely. And we'd like your new song, and thank you very much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, Adam.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adam from Owl City, what a nice man. And who knew that he had a song written for him by Taylor Swift?
Oh, Swifty herself.
Swifty? Swifty? I'm addicted to these gherkins now. They're supposed to be a forfeit. I'm digging in.
Yeah.
You're
going to bosh the jar.
I think I will. 22 calories per 100 grams. Yes, please. Sorry. Oh, it's my pet hate when people eat on the radio or TV. Keep talking.
Right.
Say what a nice man Owl City was.
His name's not Owl City, for one, but yeah, lovely guy.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. City. You did speak a bit like that, which I quite liked as well.
He didn't do it to that song, though.
No, he didn't. Why would he?
My name is Owl.
But if I had a song written by Taylor Swift for me, I wouldn't. I mean, I've never heard that before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, let's do some Dear Scots. What have our lovely, lovely listeners been saying to us this week?
To Scott. My friend recently listened to your podcast and asked me a question you posed in your quiz, Real or No Real. The question was, how many times is Harry Potter mentioned in all the films? The answer you said was 18,956 times.
Yes, this was on Real or No Real the other day. And this was the actual one.
The name Harry Potter is mentioned 18,956 times throughout the entire Harry Potter series.
But you see, we're talking about the books, the Harry Potter books. And that's how many times
right,
it is in the
book. Right, and not the film.
Yes. You see?
Got it.
I have done some basic calculation and worked out there is no way this could be possible. Firstly, the films in total equate to 1,179 minutes.
The books, though.
Multiplying by 60, it means the total length in seconds is 70,740.
Okay.
This means that, according to your statistic, Harry Potter is said every 3.75 seconds.
It's in the books, though.
I'm not being funny, but I'm sure when I watched the films, a lot more was said other than Harry Potter every 4 seconds.
It's the books, though.
How can this fact possibly be true? If someone did sit there watching the films, making a tally chart of each time, they either can't count, can't use a tally chart, or hit rewind when they drifted off after 1,179 minutes of constant magical wonder, woke up and started counting them all over again.
It's the books, though.
Scott, back your facts up with reference to a credible source, or just don't bother. Anyone can make up stupid statistics. Keep up the semi-good work. John, someone really bored at work in Essex.
Obviously. Oh, he's done all these maths to prove us wrong, and it's the books, though.
I mean, impressive maths.
I mean, really, obviously,
I can't fault him for his maths.
Really bored at work, but I'm sorry you put that much time in when it was the books, though. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and TOTDS. I'm writing to see if my 467 Scott Mills points is enough to get me a super merit, or better still, a handshake. Debbie X.
Thanks, Debbie. We were talking about this on 24 Years at the Tap End the other day. Was it at school?
It was at school, especially in the lower years of when I was in my high school. You'd get rewarded with things called merits, which was like a small piece of yellow card if you were well-behaved or something like that.
Yeah.
5 merits, you got a super merit. 5 super merits, you got a handshake from the head teacher.
And we're thinking that maybe I should start handshaking the listeners if they get a certain amount of Scott Mills points.
Know what you mean?
Yes. Well, that's not one.
No, I know.
That isn't one, though.
No, I know.
It isn't, though.
I know. It's a good idea.
Okay. I'll handshake every listener. If you get a certain amount of points, we haven't worked out how many points yet. This is a bit like when I offered to buy everyone a bottle of wine one time.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You really
start
have.
Quantifying it.
Next.
Dear Scott and team, after being a long-term listener, I decided to watch Innuendo Bingo the other week for the first time. I've only just realised that the woman on your show has changed, in that Laura, off of One Night with Laura, is no longer on the show and has been replaced by someone called Becky. Can you please shed some light on what happened to Laura and welcome Becky to the show? Thanks. Love you, bye. You melt. I imagine P off or L is just as funny as Lawrence saying this. James, off of Edinburgh.
Well spotted.
Welcome to the show, Becky. James. That was 4 years ago. Laura went to the loo and never came back. And then she reappeared again. And now she works on Greg James' show. And she's very high up, actually, now here at Radio 1.
I mean, you always told me she was
literally, like, the lowest of the low then. But now, like, she's done all right for herself.
But you always told me that you hoped no one would notice the transition from Laura to Becky.
Well, they all kind of... They should just mould into one, really, shouldn't they? You shouldn't really be able to notice a huge
difference. You don't
want
to be saying this stuff just before Christmas.
Yeah, Becky's been on the show a while, but glad that you've only just noticed, James. And
well spotted.
Really, really well spotted. Thanks for listening.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Hey, we had some really good interviews this week. I suggest you get the Scott Mills Daily from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your podcasts and downloads from, because there's some good stuff on there. Including a good Halloween 24 years at the Tap End, and McFly, who were on top form yesterday, and the day before, Peter Andre, who was brilliant, such good value, what a nice man, and the day before that, Tulisa, also really good. Some excellent guests this week, all to hear in full on the Scott Mills Daily. I suggest you get it in your life, it's free, and if you hit subscribe, it'll just kind of magically appear on your phone or your computer every time. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and get the Scott Mills Daily. Loads of good stuff on there this week. Okay, are we going to play a bit of Real or No Real?
I'm well up for that.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
This isn't. My music's not working. At all. Good. Well, let's add the Dear Scott music instead.
Brilliant.
It's time for Real or No Real. So, you tell me, is this a fake, made up, or is it a real life fact? Go.
A strawberry is not an actual berry, but a banana is.
A
strawberry is not an actual berry, but a banana is.
Oh, this is going to be one of those... It's a bit like a tomato being a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's misleading.
But real or no real?
I'm going to say real. It's all weird in the vegetable world.
It's just confusing.
Mm.
That one is real.
Yeah, see? Good one to tell your mates, that one. Remember that. Next...
If you screamed for 8 years, 7 months and 6 days, you would produce enough energy to heat one cup of coffee.
I would have thought it would be more.
I would.
Because when I scream, which is rare, in fact, I can't remember last time I've screamed.
Who actually does scream? Like a proper scream in real life?
Yeah.
I don't think it happens. Like, ah!
But if I was to start screaming again, I would...
You only hear that scream in films, really.
But that would heat more than a cup of coffee.
Length of time, well, it's up to you.
So I'm going to say no real on the basis that it should be able to do more.
That one is real.
Oh, that's not that much energy, is it? Kind of wasted. Next.
The White Cliffs of Dover were originally blue until 1882 when Dulux won the maintenance contract from Wickes.
Okay.
Right, this thing is just randomly playing things now, so don't be surprised if you hear some really strange noises. So,
Dulux got the deal and painted them white. They were originally blue, those white cliffs of Dover.
I can't see this being true. I think I'm going to say no real.
No, that one is no real.
Oh,
who would have thunk it?
And next on Real or No Real.
Giraffes sometimes need to bend down to breathe because the air can be too thin at their normal head height.
The fake facts from Marlon Dingle are amazing.
They are. Thanks, Marlon. I mean, I don't know how you juggle your role in Emmerdale along with making up these facts, but we salute you for it. It must take you a while.
Oh, I don't know. Some giraffes are tall, aren't they?
Most.
But is the air thinner at that kind of height? Could well be.
So do they have to bend down to breathe? Because it's a little bit too thin, the air up where they are.
Maybe. Yeah, go on. I'm going to go real. Oh, that was obviously something stupid. Here we go.
No, that one is no real.
Here comes the abuse. Brilliant.
Okay, good. And next.
Google was originally called Backrub.
A website that most people in the world use used to be called Backrub.
No search engine would be called that. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
What?
Yeah. Hang on, I'll just Backrub that.
Was it a different business?
I don't think so.
That's a good one. I'll use that.
That is a good pub one. So at the end of that round, count them up yourself, please. If you're listening at home, at uni, at work, how many did you get today? Let me know. 8199 or Twitter at BBCR1. Chris, you got yourself.
I got myself 30, so I must be near that handshake.
You did. When do you want me to give you a handshake?
Should we say when we get to like 20,000?
Yeah, where do you know what you're at the moment?
I'm at roughly 300. I need to check.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And that was Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. If you can, make sure you join us on Radio 1 at lunchtime tomorrow between 1 and 4. Or you'll get a catch-up, all our best bits on this podcast tomorrow. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.